The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome aboard to the Blog Talk Radio program, The Sport of Winning. I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods, products and services to help you start a business, grow your business, or to help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, product services, concepts, resources that we have used or analyzed or heard about and investigated to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us at 888-996-9697. Or if you have a question you'd like answered, give us an email, info@videobroadcastservices.com. You can send that over to us, and we'll take a look at it and either get back to you with an answer on air, or we will provide it with you via email. So what is Video Broadcast Services? Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology that we created to successfully compete with your online marketing. Our online monthly packages include SEO, video marketing, YouTube marketing, content, social media, and a lot more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox that you need to create a permanent and massive online presence for your business within the major search engines and, of course, YouTube, as it is the second largest search engine next to Google. We even include a state-of-the-art website, if needed, complete with daily, weekly, and monthly updates, and we also ensure that your content remains fresh and relevant for your intended audience. You can reach us, again, that number, 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and really excited about today's show. We've talked a lot in the past about the...
Why? Are you excited? Are you excited about this program because we both need it?
Well, we definitely do. There's a lot of hidden jokes behind that. But, in the healthcare industry alone, I mean, it's one of the most competitive industries online that are out there. And so really today's show about, plastic surgeons and being able to market their practices and tips and tricks on what they can do. I mean, it's really key that they tune in and pay attention to what we're going to share, because there's a lot of information out there, a lot of misinformation, and so we're just going to get down to the nuts and bolts of what a plastic surgeon can do to really put their practice at the forefront of their competition.
It is a very, very competitive field, and interesting about the one slice of healthcare that is not under the umbrella of insurance companies because it is elective surgery. Some of the procedures are covered by insurance. If you have a lot of times you'll go to a plastic surgeon if you have skin cancer and such. But for the most part, I would imagine that 90% of your business is self-pay because it is elective surgery. So a lot of doctors going through med school decide to go that route. We are a very vain society, and we are fighting the aging process hammer, tooth, and nail. So a lot of plastic surgeons out there. There's a huge difference between a board-certified plastic surgeon and a plastic surgeon because there are many, many facets of plastic surgery or cosmetic services such as Botox and rejuvenation for your skin and fillers for your face and whatnot, and you don't need to be board certified to do that. And so I know that a lot of plastic surgeons really I've seen it numerous times on TVs where they explain that they are board certified and the importance of selecting a board certified plastic surgeon. So it is a very, very competitive field. So, Kyle, what does a plastic surgeon in today's competitive market need to accomplish to create an online presence to really gain the online edge over competing plastic surgery practices?
Well, first and foremost, it comes down to what you were mentioning earlier in the show, and that's making sure that your website is up-to-date and relevant and current, especially with plastic surgeons. I mean, if you look at your audience is men and women who want to make themselves look younger or keep themselves looking younger. And so if they go to your website, it's outdated, if it's old, it's going to be a huge reflection on, you know, a psychological reflection of them that, hey, this is not the guy that I want, you know, doing the work on me. And so it's really important that your foundation, it all begins with your website. I don't care about print media, radio, newspapers, because after someone sees an ad in the newspaper or print media, they're going to go online anyways. And they're going to search out your website and they're going to find you. And if they don't like what they see, you're going to lose that business. And so your foundation, first and foremost, before you do any type of other advertising, is to make sure that your website is current, relevant, and up-to-date.
Right. So now they've got a state-of-the-art website. It all looks great and everything's, you know, looking good and everything's ready to go. What next? What do they need to do to really begin heavily marketing, and what are some of the benefits of some of the different types of marketing that they can integrate into their practice?
Well, Google has said that they want content that is fresh and relevant, that is engaging, that is current. And so if you, you know, there's a form of marketing called content marketing where you can put a piece of content out on the Internet. If you do one to two pieces of those, over time it's going to be old and outdated. And so it's important that you continue to feed the search engines with current, fresh, relevant content, and also content that is engaging and that incentivizes your audience to take an action, which would be to pick up the phone and call you, to click through to your website, to fill out a contact form on your website, but to take some type of action where they're getting in contact with your practice. And no form of advertising has proven to be more effective than video. And so producing video on a regular, consistent basis as part of your content marketing strategy is really key. It boosts boosts your online presence, it saturates the internet with your practice, and it continually feeds the search engines with that fresh, relevant content that they're looking for.
Right. So you have to have a state-of-the-art website. You need to provide basically a mirror image of the content within your website. You have to mirror that into the search engines in order to satisfy Google for number one, satisfy YouTube and all the other major search engines, but also to satisfy the intended audience that is online searching for the plastic surgery and cosmetic procedures that a plastic surgeon may offer. You know, so for example, if they're trying to market a mommy makeover package to their intended audience, they have to be able to ensure that the content mirrors the content that they're putting out to do for their marketing in order to for Google to say, okay, this is exactly what you're searching for. This is the website that you want. Kyle, so talk a little bit about what we offer and the importance of what we offer and why it's really, you know, in terms of the industry, a couple of the key points of what we offer and why we're so different than what others offer out there.
Well, as I mentioned before, video is highly engaging. It's easy to optimize. It's easy, or I should say, easier to optimize and easier to rank for. And so we use video as our hub. That within that video encompasses video marketing, video SEO, content marketing, social media marketing, all rolled into one video package. And so that we're making sure that we're, you know, simultaneously hitting all of the key points that Google, your audience, that they're all looking for in order to find you and to take that type of action that gets them to call your practice. We're also making sure that within that we're ranking your website, that we're boosting your website rankings and really saturating the internet with your plastic surgery practice.
Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, it really is a very, very tough nut to crack, if you will, when you are in a very, very competitive industry. And, you know, unfortunately, especially if you're a newer doctor and you haven't established a huge following, and I don't know what the statistics are, and maybe I should have Googled them before we jumped on the air, but I'd be curious to know what the repeat customer, and I would imagine it's probably pretty high on people who have had plastic surgery, how many additional procedures that they go in for. And I also would gather that it's also a very referral-based industry as well, although a lot of people that do have plastic surgery don't talk about it. So it may not have the referral ability that that one would imagine, given the fact that a lot of people are very hush-hush about having plastic surgery. And it's a personal decision, and whether or not you're for it or against it, it really is you know, it's really up to the individual for what they want to do. Can you talk a little bit about what we do for our clients, Kyle, because we do have plastic surgeons that we do provide marketing for, but can you talk a little bit about the tie into the social media and how we kind of tie the bow on the whole package of what we offer with the social media piece of it?
Uh-huh. So your website is kind of the foundation of what your whole online marketing presence should be. It's kind of the hub. But they're also going to find you on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. So it's important that you're keeping those up to date, fresh, and relevant. Because if they go to a Facebook page that you created 2 years ago, and then you haven't done anything with it since that time, again, that's going to be a negative reflection on your practice, that your practice is not remaining current, relevant, and up to date. Secondly, whether you want to or not, Facebook and Google Plus are going to be creating pages for you. And so if you have, so you will have a page, a business page for your practice, and if you haven't gained control of it, things are just happening within that page that you're not controlling or that you're not facilitating. And so it's important that you find that you gain control of it, and then that you, in addition, keep that fresh, relevant, and up to date. And that's what we do with our video marketing. We're also, you know, putting those videos on your social media profiles and doing that social media marketing as well to make sure that everything, you know, is tied together, that everything is functioning seamlessly and cohesively to really drive that that client interaction that you're looking for.
Okay, so while we're on that same subject, Kyle, and we've run into this with a few of our clients about Yelp and the impact, especially given what's gone on with that dentist from Minnesota, I believe, who shot that wild lion over in Africa, and the backlash. First thing people did is they took to his Yelp page and blasted him. Can you talk about the of, and again, this is part of our services that we offer, can you talk a little bit about the rules of engagement for online reviews and your reputation management?
Yeah, so you're going to have online reviews. I mean, that's just something you cannot get around. And you're going to, you know, occasionally you can fall into someone giving you a negative online review. And so it's important that you, whether it's negative or positive, it's important that you respond to those reviews. If it's a negative review, you respond from the mindset and from the position of, you know, thank you for the feedback. Thank you for, you know, bringing this to our attention. We'll work it on fixing this. We would love for you to call our office and see if there's a way we can make, you know, make this up to you. But again, you're putting out your perception, and your perception is from your audience is, oh, here I have a plastic surgeon who had a client that didn't have a good experience, and the plastic surgeon's reaching back out to that client and trying to make things right. And that's the perception that you want. To ignore those is really bad business. And again, that's a reflection that you know, if you ignore bad reviews and you don't respond to those, that you ignore your clientele. And so you want to make sure that you're open and receptive, and that, you know, whether it's a positive review or a negative review, that you do respond to those.
Absolutely. And again, that's one of those things we run into all the time. Outdated websites, not only just for plastic surgeons, but for, you know, healthcare, a lot of different businesses that we take a peek at. Outdated websites, so you really do need to ensure that at least on a yearly or every 18 months you're updating your website and making sure that everything is fresh and relevant. Very, very important. Also, keeping up with your social media, keeping up with your online reviews, good and bad. You want to ensure that you're addressing them, that the rules of engagement are alive and active within that forum as well. And, of course, it is said by 2018, I think it's 90% of all web traffic is going to be video, and very, very quickly. YouTube is the second largest search engine. Quickly before we go, Kyle, can you talk about the difference between a marketing video and a video that you would place on your website or your YouTube channel?
Yeah. Well, the difference is what you do with the video. So a video that you place on YouTube or on your website doesn't mean that anyone's going to be finding that. It's what you do during the production process of the video and afterwards in terms of driving the traffic to that video, building the links back to that video, broadcasting that video out across different video and social outlets, and making sure that you're getting as much traction and traffic to that video as you can from the very onset. So just putting a video on your website, I mean, think about, let's say you on your website you have 100 hits to your website a day, and then you put a video on your website. Your visitor count is still going to remain the same. It's not going to boost that. And so it's important with what you do with those videos that you're boosting your traffic and that you're driving new additional traffic to your website using the videos that are produced.
Bingo. Yeah, it's a big myth with that. A lot of people, you know, when we first meet with potential clients, they're like, oh, well, I have a YouTube channel and I've done some videos and I want to put some videos on my website because I know it's going to help, but they really don't get it. It's, you know, video marketing is about driving the qualified, the intended traffic over to your website. It's not about just taking a video and splashing it out there. It's the same thing when people build a website. They think if they build a website, people will come, and nothing could be further from the truth. So if you'd like a consultation for more information and for a definitive outline and a comprehensive look at how video marketing can help your plastic surgery practice, we definitely encourage you to give us a call. That number, 888-996-9697. Again, that number is 888-996-9697. Stop into our website, videobroadcastservices.com, and you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, product, you have a website that might be useful for our listeners, we'd love to chat with you. Again, that number, 888-996-9697, or via email, again, info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and thriving in today's competitive online marketplace pushes our clients to excellence. Till next time, thanks for tuning in. Make it a great day. The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru,
Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.